Hello and welcome to Oxcast. It's your once a week guide to what's on in and around the city of Oxford. It's the 26th of June. Incidentally, isn't it bloody scary that it's the 26th of June already?
It is. We're after the solstice, but we are before the halfway point of the year.
Which
soon everyone's going to start counting how many days till Christmas.
I know.
That's the worst bit.
Decorations up in the shops in seconds. So, before your life drains away, let me, Alan Collinson.
And me, Anais Higgins.
Take you through what there is worth doing and seeing in Oxfordshire this week.
And there is plenty.
God, yeah, we're so full, we had to cut things.
But everything is on our website, so if you think there's something we didn't talk about, but I thought that was happening, go to our website and find out more about it there.
Yeah, exactly. And then leave nasty messages for us saying that we should have covered your personal underwater basket weaving class. Anyway, on with the first event. It is this evening, and indeed until Saturday, the 39 Steps is on at the Oxford Playhouse. Now, you haven't seen the 39 Steps, have you?
I haven't, no, but I know it's been touring for a while, and it's had amazing reviews.
Absolutely.
And you've been all selling it to me in the office today.
Yeah, it's on at the West End. It's been on the West End for years now, I think. And it is, frankly, one of the best funny theatre shows I have ever seen. It's just four actors doing the kind of classic Hitchcockian tale of suspense, but as a kind of crazy, slightly surreal comedy. So you've got the four actors with very minimalist props, all lovely 20s costumes, all dashing around and kissing each other and having exciting spies and awful German accents.
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah. I know you do. You should have seen her eyes light up just then, listeners.
Yes.
But it's so funny. It's so fast-paced. It's probably the nearest thing I've ever seen to a kind of on-stage cartoon, almost. Because the actors they're just so physical, they move the props around. There's one wonderful bit where one guy is looking out the window of his flat to see these suspicious men in raincoats lurking on the street corner, and they keep on bringing on a lamppost for them to lean against, and then when he puts the blinds up, they run back off stage again, and then he goes, I decided to have another look, so the two of them run back on stage and frantically put the lamppost up again. It's very good, very funny. Go and see it on at the Oxford Playhouse this week until Saturday.
If you'd like some music instead of some very, very cartoonish, amazing theatre, then tonight there is a Grammy Award nominated singer at the St John Evangelist Church on Iffley Road. It's Gretchen Peters.
Now, I haven't heard of Gretchen Peters.
You might think you haven't heard of Gretchen Peters, but even if you think that, you probably have, because she's a very successful songwriter. She's worked with the likes of Bryan Adams and Neil Diamond.
Right, big
name. And she also sings and writes in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
And she's released a praised album this year called Hello Cruel World.
Great title, I love that.
Very strong title.
What sort of music does she do?
It's kind of Americana, blues, folk. Mm-hmm. She's from Nashville, so kind of southern kind of states. And it sounds very kind of smooth. And the St John the Evangelist Church on Iffley Road is a lovely venue. It's really intimate, really nice space to have a concert.
Great. Okay, so when's that on?
That's 7:30 this evening.
Wednesday,
26th of June.
Lovely. Well, let's move on to tomorrow, though, because we've got some stuff on at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. Now, I know it seems a long way to go, but it's 20 minutes on the train if you happen to live in Oxford. If you live elsewhere, travel times may vary. And there is a great little sounding show. It's called Moonfleet, and it's on at the Cornerstone Arts Centre, as I said. It's a tale of adventure and love. I seem to be all about the tales of adventure
all
this
adventure
week.
All adventure and
love. Yeah. Complete with smugglers, shipwrecks, haunted crypt, treasure, all that good stuff. So this story, incidentally, has inspired everyone from Fritz Lang to Chris de Burgh, because he released an album inspired by the Moonfleet novel. So now it's been performed by a company from the Bristol Old Vic's Drama School. So this is a great chance to see some theatrical stars of tomorrow. The Bristol Old Vic Theatre School has a pretty prestigious selection of people. Jeremy Irons, Brian Blessed and Miranda Richardson all went there, for example. So you might be able to catch a great name of tomorrow and tell your kids, oh, I remember when they were acting in a tiny little performance in the Cornerstone Arts Centre and did good.
And then they'll go on to the 39 Steps, taking their skills of doing adventure and acting like smugglers to the national tour.
Yeah, that's right. Tie it all together.
That's right.
What about something else on Thursday?
On Thursday evening, there's also a great cinema event marking Edward Munch's 150th birthday, or it would have been his birthday if he was alive.
I was going to say, long-lived guy. Yeah.
And it's a birthday celebration, even if he's not with us anymore. It's a once-in-a-lifetime exhibition, which is being put on in Oslo.
I can't go to Oslo.
Well, this is the thing. The exhibition's in Oslo, featuring the whole kind of his body of work. Mm-hmm. So everyone knows him for The Scream, which has been kind of adapted and kind of pastiched and parodied in so many different ways. But he's done loads and loads of other work as well, and those are all gathered together in this exhibition. And the film is all about the behind the scenes of the exhibition, great, as well as a biography of his life, and specialists talking about his work and their knowledge and insights into his style and so on. It's a similar event, actually, to one that happened earlier this year for the Manet exhibition at the Royal Academy.
Yes.
Kind of behind-the-scenes biography.
Great.
And kind of a way to access the exhibition. And that was in London. That's not too far.
Yeah.
I think if it's in Oslo, it's more justified.
More justified.
But basically, you just get to experience, you know, great works of art, but also get to eat popcorn at the same time.
Well, it's a combination that has always appealed to me, but I've never yet been able to grasp. Thank you very much.
I had popcorn with my pint last night.
I see.
Yeah,
whereabouts were you?
Popcorn with everything. The King's Arms, a massive bowl of popcorn.
That is good. Freshly popped as well.
It was delicious.
Anyway.
So that Edvard Munch exhibition, 150, is Thursday, 27th of June at the Phoenix Picture House at 7 p.m.
Yet another thing to do on Thursday. We're just cramming it in on the Thursday nights. Brian May was in Oxford last week, but don't feel bad if you missed him, because from Thursday night until Saturday, you can hear his music from a bunch of Royal Pretenders. Yeah?
Oh, nice.
Yes, thanks.
Bohemian, but not the Pretenders.
Not the actual Pretenders, no. They are pretending.
It's not the Pretenders doing Queen.
No, that would be pretty bizarre. Yeah.
That would be a good joke, though, if somebody thought they were going to a Queen tribute band and it was actually the Pretenders.
Yeah, that is quite good.
I think
good.
They probably have an overlapping audience. I think everyone would appreciate it.
What, like 80s rock? Yeah, that's probably true. Bohemian Rhapsody are the name of the Queen tribute act. Very original, I'm sure you'll agree. They're on at the New Theatre, and as you'd expect, there'll be a live rock band, dancers, and six singers, the lead of whom is Nathan James. He was a finalist in ITV's Superstar.
Oh.
This is what propels you onto the big stage nowadays, kids and listeners, possibly. That's on from Thursday night until Saturday at the New Theatre at 7:30.
For some potentially more modern, potentially better, who knows, music.
Original, certainly more original.
Certainly more original. Alphabet Backwards are playing at the Bullingdon on Friday.
Oh, Alphabet Backwards
yes.
are so good.
They are one of my favourite Oxford bands. They haven't gigged locally in a while, and there's lots of kind of talk at the moment on like Oxford music scene with Track Festival coming up, and I feel like kind of being left out of that. But it's possibly because they haven't really been playing too much. I think this could be their first gig in Oxford in 2013.
Oh, wow.
So it's unmissable.
Unmissable.
But they will be at the Cornbury Festival in July as well.
Another great festival? Both great festivals there?
Alphabet Backwards released their debut album Little Victories last year and then they went touring for a little bit. If you haven't listened to their music, it's really sweet, really uplifting, and they're really good live too.
Oh, they are. They have such great rapport with the
summer.
Audience.
It's
yeah.
so summery. And they're being supported by The Kites and Perfect Life. So it'll be an all-round indie pop extravaganza. And I would recommend you also check Alphabet Backwards out on YouTube. They've got some quite cute homemade videos, as well as some kind of quite professional ones. But the
homemade ones
are really
yeah.
sweet, with the kind of very joyful poppy music.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, I shall be there, and I look forward to seeing you there too, listeners. Moving on to other things to do with your weekend. Things promise to get a little bit heated in Banbury this weekend. There might be some high-pressure situations at the Banbury Rally as it gears up. This is because the Banbury Rally is a traditional steam fair with dozens of traditional working steam engines, but also vintage and military vehicles to satisfy the inner six-year-old boy in all of you.
By your inner six-year-old.
Oh, hell yes. Some of the vehicles they've got there
did
look
pretty
awesome.
Did you spend most of the morning doing research on this particular event?
Research, in inverted commas. They do actually sound like they have an amazing array of stuff going on. It's really quite astonishing. You can see horseback falconry, owls, sheep shearing, car crushing, going from the sublime to the ridiculous there. I mustn't mix those up, sheep crushing and cat and car shearing.
Oh, no.
And you can gasp in wonder at Project Running Blade. What, you ask, is Project Running Blade? It is the world's fastest lawnmower.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which has just broken the world land speed record for a
is
lawnmower.
Is it like a lawnmower tractor, or is it like one that you
it's, it's a ride-on lawnmower.
Oh, my dad used to have one of those.
They've got it overclocked.
So much fun.
There you go. You can even take a helicopter ride over the beautiful Oxfordshire countryside.
That's mad.
It's insane, isn't it? It's amazing. They've got a great selection of stuff. And seriously, some of the vehicles, I mean, I'm not particularly into cars and other things, but some of the vehicles do look actually really cool. But it's all on, anyway, this weekend at Bloxham, which is near Banbury, and it's on Saturday and Sunday. It's interesting, I think, that you don't seem particularly interested in these steam things, because I've got a...
Don't have a quiz.
I've got a little quiz for
don't
you,
Annais. We can't do quizzes every other week, Alwyn.
We can until
you've got to marinate your revenge.
Until my score is higher than yours, I insist on giving you the quiz. So I've got a few quick questions.
Can I just say to the listeners, I'm currently winning with 1 point I got by default. I didn't see something right or wrong, so I still got a point. Whereas Alwyn got 3 things wrong last night.
One point to nil, but I will close the gap. Anais, what century was the first steam engine invented? Quickly.
19th century.
You're only off by 1800 years. It was actually invented in the 1st century AD by a mathematician called Hero of Alexandria. And it was called an aeliopile or wind ball because it span when heated. Okay, so
fine,
running
question.
Zero. Good score. How did the British MP William Huskinson become famous in a very steamy way?
Did he reenact the scene from Titanic when it got steamy in the car?
No, that would have been probably... He probably would have enjoyed that more. He was actually the first person ever killed by a train.
Oh, that's sad.
Yes, on the Liverpool to Manchester line in 1830. And apparently it was very good for publicity because suddenly people went, what, there's a railway connecting Liverpool and Manchester?
Let's get on it and kill more.
Exactly, kill again. Okay, and finally, how do 54 million computers in the world today use steam?
Is it something to do with some like Google server offices in Silicon Valley or something really high-tech and modern that's actually really not?
You're sort of close, but I'm afraid close is not the same as getting points. Steam is the name of a program which you can use to download games over the internet. No, bad luck. So that's zero.
I knew it was something like that.
Nil point, I think, is the important thing to remember
I'm
here.
I'm still winning.
Yeah,
because I haven't tested you yet, next.
Yeah, all right. My revenge will be delayed a little longer.
Well, enough of that silliness. In case you got lost, we are recording from dailyinfo.co.uk.
I know you'd never know it.
Despite inane quizzes, we also have loads of information about events on our website, as well as ads for places to live, jobs you can get, and we have a whole load of columns where you can sell things. It's www.dailyinfo.co.uk for more information and less inane questions.
Exactly. Yes. But on the other hand, if you do demand inane questions, you never know, you might find them on there too. Anyway,
well, moving on to an event happening on Saturday night. It's the OCM Youth Open at the Pegasus Theatre. If you're one of the kind of people who like to be quite ahead of the crowd, like to know bands and artists before they make it big, I'm not calling people hipsters here, but some people like to be in the know, especially when it's your local scene.
That would be quite ironic if you were calling people hipsters with your big chunky glasses there.
Enough of that. Basically, if you want to find some good homegrown local music, then Saturday at Pegasus Theatre is where you want to be with the Oxford Contemporary Music Youth Open Night. The event will be hosted by Dave Gilliatt, I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your surname, from BBC Introducing, and there'll be 5 local performers taking to the stage, and the focus is on the artist's original compositions and creations.
Yeah.
The acts include a range including a rising hip-hop star who's already supported Professor Green on tour.
So you know he must be
quite
good.
Quite an accomplishment. Yeah. And also a band whose music's described as dream pop.
I like dream pop.
Which I might describe Alphabet Backwards as. So
yeah, that's a good...
You can go from one to the other.
But of course, do you like Alphabet Backwards now that they've become popular?
Yes.
Do you still like them?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because you can have thick rims in your glasses and not be a hipster. It's the 6th year of the Oxford Contemporary Music Open Youth, so if you haven't made it before, then you should definitely check it out and find some of the best young acts on the local Oxford scene.
You see, Anais is cool, so she recommends that you go to cool bands. I'm old, so I recommend that you go to steam fairs and a scarecrow festival!
The scarecrow festival is good, though.
This
novelty.
Is pretty amazing. It's on this weekend at Cogs Farm, which you can find quite easily on the Googles, and they are offering a selection of scarecrow-themed stuff. They're doing face painting, they're doing scarecrow making.
You can turn into a scarecrow. I think they're going to like stuff hay up your arms and you can walk around as a scarecrow.
That sounds slightly threatening because it makes me think of some psychotic farmer tying me to a branch in a field, but I'm sure that will not happen to any significant number of people going to the Scarecrow Festival. And also, this is awesome, you can get free entry if you turn up with a life-size scarecrow.
Oh god.
Yeah, so just stuff your grandpa full of straw.
People are going to steal them though. Now there's going to be like a loss of scarecrows across Oxfordshire farms.
Oh no.
Everyone's going to have drive to farms, steal scarecrows and bring them along to Cogs.
Don't put ideas into our listeners' heads. What are you doing? Oh no. Please remember, we don't recommend that you steal scarecrows. Anyway, that's Cogs Farm Scarecrow Fest this weekend.
Another festival happening, as there always is in Oxford, is the Oxford Bike Fest. And we've been going on for bikes
you
2 weeks
bikes,
now.
You love bikes, don't you?
No, I'm getting a new bike, actually.
Is it a fixie?
It's not a fixie.
No?
No. I have a single speed. I'm getting gears now. I feel like I'm going from stabilizers to like a proper bike.
Yeah.
It's the Oxford Bike Festival. It's happening on Sunday, 30th of June, mm-hmm. from 11 to 5 at the Cherwell School. So it kind of culminates from National Bike Week and Oxford Bike Week, and now there's a one-day bike festival. So you can try it at the festival, fixed gear bikes, cyclocross and mountain biking.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a chance to try some bike polo, which is quite an entertaining sport to watch.
How do you play bike polo?
Polo on bikes, but bike polo, they don't even have their own mallets. The mallets are made from ski poles and a bit of plastic piping. That is the official, that is what the bike polo mallet is. You can't...
A real sport of the people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can have a go at that and try not to kill yourself. And you can also play with tricycles and tandems. So it's not just your standard bikes.
Not just your standard bikes. You'll be enjoying the tricycles, I'm sure.
I will be on the tricycles, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's also live music. You can get your bike checked and learn some basic bike mechanics. You can also have a smoothie from the smoothie bike that's generated through cycling.
Always good fun, yeah.
And if you don't want to have a healthy smoothie for the bikes, then there's also delicious food from G&D's Mission Burrito and Shredded Meat Company.
Are you saying that Mission Burrito and G&D's aren't healthy?
I'm saying they're potentially less healthy than one smoothie.
Oh, crap. So my diet is not going to be working out well. Yeah.
So the Oxford Bike Festival is Sunday, family-oriented community event. Go along and learn a bit more about our two-wheeled friends, the bikes.
That's very nice. How much are the bike companies paying you? Tell us the truth.
I'm just a bike lover.
Yeah. Watch it. You can get on a registry for that sort of thing. Anyway, something for next week now. Once your weekend has been taken up with festivals, you'll probably need to relax.
Scarecrows to bikes to steam.
Exactly, yes. It's like the Industrial Revolution in a single weekend. So next week, you've got the Pirates of Penzance opening at the New Theatre. Good.
Classic.
But... this is a revival. It's by the Scottish Opera and D'Oyly Carte Opera Company. Now, D'Oyly Carte were the first company to perform, the first British company to perform Pirates of Penzance all the way back in 1880.
Oh, wow.
So this is quite the revival. I'm presuming none of the members of the cast are the same.
I was going to say, maybe this somebody beating Edvard Munch's 150th birthday.
Anyway, this is a modern update, though. So it's the company promises to make it comic and as stylish and as silly as Gilbert and Sullivan intended. I believe the exact words they use are pure, uncomplicated fun.
Sounds very fun.
It does sound fun. Whether the modern Major General can still compare with the likes of Simon Cowell, you know, well, it remains to be seen. But you can see for yourself Tuesday to Saturday next week at the New Theatre.
At the New Theatre. Fantastic venue for that kind of big...
Yeah, big, fun, over the top.
Well, something that's starting this Friday but going on throughout the whole of next week is the Magdalen College School Arts Festival. So Magdalen College School, which is the lovely, lovely school on the plain that's got all those kind of islands, the lovely green fields, you walk past. And
you can see their students sometimes wearing little cute little gowns as they walk to Magdalen College to sing in the choir. It's all very rustic.
So they have their own arts festival, lucky them, and there are various activities and performances taking place across the city, and I've just picked out a couple of highlights early in the week you might want to know about.
Mm-hmm.
On so Monday the 1st of July, Magdalen College School are hosting their very own antique roadshow.
Oh, I see.
And with specialists talking about historical and unique objects, which you have to email them about in advance so they can do their research.
Oh, wow. So you could take along your granny's historic...
I could take along my vintage glasses.
Yes, I see. And your vintage clothing and hairstyle. that was unnecessarily... I'm sorry.
So you can also win prizes by guessing the price of the items.
Oh,
so
I see.
That sounds like quite good fun. I'm really into guessing games, so that appeals to me a lot.
Although you're not very good at them, are you, Annie?
That's not guessing them, that's just unknown knowledge.
Oh, okay, I see.
And Tuesday and Wednesday at Magdalen College School, there is an overheard Magdalen College School performance, which is a tour devised and written by the students, where the audience is equipped with a map and kind of MP3 player and some headphones, and they can discover and kind of eavesdrop on imagined conversations, which will explore some of the school's history.
Oh, I see,
so
okay.
It sounds really...
quite innovative.
Yeah, it sounds really nice, compared to things like... at university, you have a lot of overheard at your university group.
Oh, yes,
kind of inane or jokey or sometimes sexist comments. This sounds like it's actually something which is built to learn a bit more about the school and about the kind of conversation that might have happened over history.
That sounds wonderful.
In a rich historic venue.
Yeah. Well, obviously there is going to be more in the Magdalen College School Arts Festival than just those two events. But if you want to hear about those, what will you have to do?
Go and look on our website.
Well, I was going to go with tune into our podcast next week, but yeah, the website's good as well.
Oh, okay, we can talk about it next week as well.
Yeah, the website is, of course,
www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Absolutely. And you can find there not only events, including Magdalen College School events, but all events going on in Oxford. But you can also find jobs, houses, rooms to let, things to sell or to buy, which are really kind of, yeah, all the things that you might need to survive in Oxford for another week.
In life.
In life, indeed. Until you get your next refreshing dose of Oxcast. Same time, next week.
Thank you.